Good morning. Today we have the classic and relevant and common question. Is it permitted to go into a treif restaurant for a business meeting? So we're going to discuss the psak of Rav Asher Weiss, who discusses it quite recently in detail. He says as follows. He was asked the following questions by a group of Rabbanim when he was in Johannesburg. Two questions, two very related questions. Number one is somebody works at a large firm, at a large company, and people go and they eat in the cafeteria. Is it permitted to go and eat in the cafeteria? But we're talking about obviously bringing your own food or eating things that are obviously kosher there. So he talks about fruits and vegetables or to drink water. We'd say the classic granola bars, things that have a clear hashkach on them. Would that be permitted, or is there a problem of Maris Ayin? So that's question number one. Question number two is, how about going to a business meeting in a treif restaurant? And he says as follows, on a high level, when we have a shas adchak, when we have a real need, a makom tzorach, where there's a real necessity, he says as follows, we can be lenient on based on the opinion of the Bri Chadash. The Bri Chadash, we talked about this a number of days ago, was of the view that the prohibition of Maris Ayin only applies if Chazal say on a specific action that there is a problem of Maris Ayin. But it's not for us to institute and create new prohibitions of Maris Ayin. So, for example, there's no problem of having potato starch, things made of potato starch on Pesach, as it may look like it is chametz. We're not instituting new prohibitions of Maris Ayin. That is the position of the Pri Chadash. Now, not all poskim agree with that, but Rav Asher Weiss says that when we have a real need, a shas adchak, a makom tzorach, we can rely on that Pri Chadash. That is point number one. Number two is as follows, when something is common, and he says going to restaurants, cafeterias, that may have reached, as we'll talk about shortly, the level being common, that is common knowledge, that when you see somebody from going into a cafe or a treif restaurant, we're not going to think automatically that he is going to eat treif. Accordingly, maybe we can rely on that as well. So Rav Asher Weiss goes and tells us the most fundamental concept of Maris Ayin is that it changes based on time, place, and circumstance. Maris Ayin is not a set prohibition that doesn't change over time. It's based on the eye of the observer. What is somebody reasonably going to think when they see you doing a certain act? And that is going to change, again, based on time. What may have been prohibited 10, 20, 40, 50 years ago may not be prohibited today. Time, place, the location, and the circumstances of everything that's going on when the person is doing that act. And he brings what we've discussed in the past, the Rosh talking about the halachas of Shatnez. As we saw in a Mishnah, the Mishnah says that the halachas of Shatnez is obviously based in the Torah only apply when you have wool and linen together. But Chazal instituted, and it's brought in the Mishnah, that the problem, that the issue is also with having silk. When you have silk material, that's not a d'oraisa, it's not wool or linen, but there's a problem of Maris Ayin. People can get confused and they're going to think when they see silk and wool together, there's going to be shatnez because they can't really tell the difference in the materials. Came the Rosh 700 plus years ago and says as follows, there is no longer a problem of Maris Ayin when it comes to silk because it's common knowledge that silk looks different. We're familiar with what silk is. And we can tell it doesn't look like linen to us. And accordingly, if somebody puts silk together with wool, there's no problem of Maris Ayin. And that's, in fact, how the Shulchan Aruch paskin. And we see based on this that Maris Ayin is not a static prohibition, but it changes based on time, place, and circumstance. What was prohibited at one point can become permitted when it becomes common knowledge, commonly understood, commonly viewed by the observer that it's not going to be a problem. And he says an example to that, when it comes to shaving with a proper electric shaver, what was prohibited back then when people didn't have knowledge that you could shave with an electric shaver that post can permit, and now it becomes common knowledge that when you see somebody from and he's clean shaven, you're not going to extrapolate from that he used a razor blade, which is an Isser D'oraisa, so he's going to use the regular shaver, an electric shaver, in a permitted fashion. So he says the same thing applies here. Although it may have been the case that going into treif restaurants in the cafeteria was prohibited many years ago, and he discusses the tshuva by Rav Moshe Feinstein as well, that he had a stricter standard on it. But nowadays, let's divide up when it comes to the cafeteria. Rav Asher Weiss says there's no problem whatsoever. Going into the cafeteria, that's the most convenient place. That's where everyone that goes to eat, who's in a company, they go down to the cafeteria to bring your own food, to eat things that are clearly kosher in the cafeteria. No problem whatsoever. And he says, similarly, but not identically, similarly, when it comes to going to a treif restaurant, it is indeed common knowledge under most circumstances that when you see somebody from going into a treif restaurant, you have the knowledge he's not going into a treif, especially if he's dressed properly. He's dressed like he's going to a business meeting. And if you would walk in, I'm adding some detail to Rav Asher Weiss's psak, but if this place, the time, circumstances dictate that it looks that he's going to a business meeting or somebody just runs in to go to the bathroom or something, there's common knowledge nowadays that when you see somebody from going into the treif restaurant, you're not going to jump to the conclusion that they are going to eat treif. So he does say that it would be permitted to take that business meeting. It says that that doesn't mean that there's a blanket heter, that there's a blanket permit to go into any treif restaurant. For example, somebody wants to go in with his wife and have a Coke, to have a water in a treif restaurant, that's not going to be acceptable. We're talking about when there's a need, and you can tell from the circumstances that the reason that the person's going in not to eat treif, it would indeed be permitted. It's not the blanket prohibition of Marasayin to go into a treif restaurant, but it doesn't mean that in all circumstances it would be permitted. So the bottom line here is that when it comes to the cafeteria, absolutely no problem. Treif cafeteria, no problem going to eat your kosher food there. And when it comes to the restaurant, if there is a real need, like a business meeting, unless it's unusual circumstances that you really can't tell the person, for example, is going in to a McDonald's in Harlem, you wouldn't expect somebody to have a business meeting in that location. But otherwise, it would be, under normal circumstances, it would be acceptable. There would not be a problem with Marasayin taking that business meeting in a treif restaurant. Have a wonderful day.